Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, my friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world and whenever you're watching, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, your change advocate, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network because we, every day, we need to inspire people and you to stay alive are always inspiring. So, my friends, today I have with me Dr. Audra Lance. Her program is Lumara Concierge. She is a well-trained, multifaceted healer, really, and I'm going to let her tell us all about her numerous degrees. She is a doctor, but she's more than a doctor. She's a healer, and she's got so much to talk to about us. She is a sought-after practitioner. She's got celebrities. She's got athletes. But most important, she's got regular people, too. She brings personalized root cause approach to every patient she treats. She knows that just because your knee hurts, it's not just your knee. The knee is connected to the whole body. And whether it's the knee or the foot or the hip, any other bone, any other part of your body, you need a personalized care because why you hurt is not the same as everybody else. She has advanced chiropractic care and so many other integrative techniques. I'll mention just a few. Dynamic neuromuscular stabilization, active release techniques, dry needling, McKenzie therapy, and she's going to tell us a whole lot more. She is the full package, and when you work with her, you get the full package. You get so much more than a quick visit and here, do these exercises and you'll be fine. And many of us know we are not fine with those in and out visits. So welcome to the show, Dr. Audra Lance. Wackler. I know you as Dr. Audra Lance.
Yeah, that's good.
Tell me all about you, and so excited to have you here.
Well, thank you for that introduction. If I could get that every day, that would be wonderful. That was awesome. Thank you.
You know what? Maybe you got to have a little headphone, what they listen to as they're waiting in your waiting room.
Yeah. The pump up. Here we go. That was, right. I mean, how do I follow that?
Drum roll, like when they introduce, you know, the basketball players onto the court, right?
Yep. There you go.
Or walk-up music. In the waiting room, walk-up music, right?
I love that. Perfect. Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and honored that, to be invited on your show. So really, I keep it simple. We change your life at Lumara, and that is our goal. And that is really why I got into medicine when I was playing with my Barbies when I was 6 years old, pretending to be a doctor, was to help people and have that connection. And so when I started practice and, you know, specializing in post school, it was coming back to that principle of what can I do where I still get to spend time with patients and make it an experience, not just a terrible doctor's appointment no one wants to go to, like something that someone looks forward to and they know they're going to feel better and move better and then down the road live better. So that's pretty simple what it comes all down to. There's just same with you of like, oh, we have all these fancy degrees and fancy specializations, but it's really not even about that. It's about how do we help whoever's sitting in front of us to serve them best.
I love that. And, you know, our system here and around the world, these systems of quick visits are broken. It just, healing happens in connection and you need time to connect. You know, I mean, yes, you could do it instantaneously if you know, but way, way easier, you know, when you get to know a human and you see them eye to eye. So tell me a little bit about the road to becoming a doctor, from the Barbies to being an adult, right? What a lot of people play with Barbies and, you know, oh, I'm going to be a doctor. And then, you know, then they lose their way, they lose their thing. And also, as we get closer to choosing, I mean, I lived with a surgeon. I didn't have a thought process of anything other than that MD degree, because in my house, no one else was a real healer, but other people actually have choice. What a concept, you know, psychology, chiropractic, naturopathy, Chinese medicine. There's so many choices. So how did you decide to go down the path that you went down in terms of healing?
Yeah, so early on, I had strep throat every other month. I was in a traditional, pediatrician office all the time getting antibiotics. And then at 8, I got my tonsils taken out and all of that. So early on, I was exposed to the medical system. And I had a really cool doctor who, as a kid, connected with me. So I think that
Love
bond
it.
early on, I thought they were the coolest thing. And then fast forward, I was always active. I was a dancer, cheerleader. I went to the Ohio State and I was like pre-med,
You're a Buckeye,
exercise,
okay.
yep, pre-med exercise science. And I knew I wanted to go to medical school, but I had no idea what specialty. So I put myself in scenarios where I could be exposed. So I just shadowed and asked a bunch of different doctors, can I shadow you? Can
Right.
I be in the surgery room with you? And so many people were so open and like so caring. And then I would pick their brains. Tell me the good about this. Tell me the bad. Be real with me. Like, do you still love it? What would you change? What would you do different? And, everyone has their own opinion, which I valued, but I took to heart and I ended up working for a chiropractor. I'd never been to one, down in Columbus, and he loved teaching. And, he was supportive of me shadowing all this stuff. And he was like, some of the things you want to do, you could do this, and then you can specialize on top of this. And kind of make it your own. So I really value freedom, and it seemed one of the ways that I could get to like this vision in my head, even though I didn't fully exactly know it yet, of where I wanted to go. Because some of the other traditional routes seemed like, nope, no matter what, you're taking insurance, you're doing this for 10 minutes, or you're gonna just do surgery for the rest of your life, which is great. But like, I've always loved talking to people and I've been nosy. Like I was the one always sitting on the phone when my mom was on the phone, like listening to the conversation. I
Oh my
have to
gosh,
have
that's
that
hysterical.
connection. So I was like, all right, nothing to lose. Let's do it. And from there on, kind of followed the chiropractic realm. And then there I learned you could specialize so much highly above that. So I was able to, get connected to those programs where it elevated what experience the patient would have and how they would be able to be helped.
That's great. And shout out to the practitioners who let you shadow them. I've shadowed students through my career and nurse practitioning students and medical students and pre-medical students. And it really is fun, And they're not jaded yet, which is so nice.
I would say to that though, because people ask my advice all the time, write them a thank you card because they are taking time out of their day and it does change the patient interaction that, like, the doctors, we love to do it, but it's also nice to hear a thank
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
you.
But I will say my everyone who's worked with me has been very gracious, very gracious.
I love
So,
that. That's
yeah, that's great.
great.
And I love the concept that the whether it was in chiropractic school or that person that you did shadow, the concept of making it yours, right? In standard Western medicine, there's very little make it yours. And that I think that's what I did naturally, and but my psyche wasn't supported on that. So let's just say I didn't know I was doing things differently. But so this is beautiful. So you got into this. How'd you end up from Ohio to Tennessee? And I will say Audra sees people from all over the world. So just because the office is in Tennessee, you can come from anywhere and get her experience. But how'd you pick Tennessee?
Well, growing up in Ohio, where there's 8 months of gray, I always knew I wanted to move south, and then I was in
Got it.
Chicago for school after
Got
that.
it.
And so
So
I
you went
was
from
already,
gray to windy and gray.
yes, and
Okay.
cold. And I think I told my mom early on, like 12, like, I will never live here. And so it was just always an option to move south. And I ended up being in Nashville for a seminar. And one of the mentors that I had that I didn't know that well, they were like, have you ever considered Nashville? And I thought it was just a party town. I didn't really know. And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, you know what? There's such a need here. He's like, you're crazy certified already. Like, think about it. So I went back and I did a bunch of business research and I realized there were no females that held a lot of certifications that I held. And I was like, okay. And it's warm. It's not, it's very centrally
It's a
located.
great town. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was already used to living on water and peanut butter and jelly and not having any money. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. And if it doesn't work out, I can always take a job
There you
somewhere,
go.
somewhere. So I got on care.com and I became a nanny 3 days a week. Meanwhile, I moved to Nashville and went to 12 banks that told me no, trying to get a loan or a line of credit to start the business. So, like, early on, it was a very humbling experience of like, okay, let's see what you're made of. Let's grind and grit and we'll see if you can make it. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever did, but one of the best things I've ever done.
You know what I love? I just want to shout out that it sounds like you had a plan. You had a dream. You made it. You knew it might be difficult, but you didn't like this. I'm blanking on the woman who started Spanx, but everyone was turning her down.
Sarah
And
Blakely.
yeah, and no, I'm gonna do this anyway. And again, having a vision to do life differently is the only impossible spells impossible. And it's really humbling to me to see a young woman make it and really do that. And so I just shout out to you for doing that.
Thank you.
And it takes bravery, it takes guts. But what I see in that is that's what you bring to your patients too. You're inviting them. If I can be brave doing it differently, you can be brave and heal in a different way. And so you're a role model for your patients, which is great. So when at the question I have, like, how did you choose which additional therapies? Like, how do you choose, oh, that sounds new and interesting, I'm going to add that. How do you make decisions of what to choose? And then when it comes to a patient, how do you decide she needs X versus Y versus Z, you know? She or he. You
Yeah.
I'm a gynecologist,
Well,
and the
yeah.
she comes out.
Well, during school and then shadowing people while I was in school within the profession too, you got to see like how other people specialized. And then from there, be like, ask questions and they would connect you to other educational programs. So it was a lot of that, which I'm very grateful for, each and every one of those people. And then from there, it was like my gut too, of I feel like this is going to add value, or I'm really just drawn to this and I'm not sure why yet, but this is, and then it ends up working out. So I do think we're so disconnected from our bodies sometimes. We internally know, like, you got to listen to those pulls. So that's how I specialize essentially. And then choosing what, element to use through practice is why they call it practice. As you know, like, you evolve and you change and you get better. Like, I hope my last treatment, and I'm pretty sure it will be my best treatment ever, because I will just know so much more and I've had so many more cases, and you can just, feel it almost. And of course, there's the neurological and the functional tests and all the medical stuff we're doing. But then some of it's like you're listening to this person, you're watching them move, you're watching how they emote. And you kind of just feel like, I know that sounds really woo, but after you've been doing it so long and I know you're the same, you're just like, this is what they need. And then, you can re-audit, retest, do all the things. So you're combining both systems of Eastern and Western medicine, because Eastern is really focused on individuality of the patient and, more of those feelings and intuition of, so combining both is just pure magic. And I know you see that in your practice too.
And I again, it is kind of funny, but the mechanical, we're not machines as humans, right? That's the piece of the puzzle that the protocols are missing, that the name it to tame it, the diagnosis, it may have the same name, but how they got there is different. Like, all roads lead to Rome, but diabetes is not the same in everybody. Low back pain is not the
Nope.
same in everybody. And and so it is called the practice of medicine, and it's scientific. And I always say that the edge beyond science is magic. What we
Ooh, I
don't know
love that.
yet, yeah, because we'll always have a magic. It's what we don't yet know, the how, And yet we know it somehow works, right? And we have pea brains. We think they're big, but they just keep exploding because we don't. So beautiful. It is time for our first break. Please, everybody, come back. We have so much more to talk with Dr. Audra. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Cooper Smith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. Once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I'm just going to plug for everybody a little bit. If you like this podcast, you will probably, I think, like my book, Your Healing Playground, where you get tips and tools in the paper or the, Kindle version, all about healing. Anyway, so please do me a favor and support me, support the book. And with me today, I have Dr. Audra Lance, and she is a musculoskeletal expert is, I guess, the best way to describe it, because she's more than just your chiropractor. And what I'd like to ask you today, if let our audience know, if you can, like, what are the differences between chiropractic and dry needling and acupuncture and all the other stuff that you might do or suggest out or whatever, so people even know what they're getting into when they meet you?
Yeah. Well, there are so many different things, and combined together, they're pure magic, as we were talking about earlier. What the misconception with chiropractic, people think they're like putting bones back in place and moving bones. You're not doing that. When we walk, when we move, we have millimeters of movement that go on between our joints. So when you induce, whether you're stretching, with your arms up in your air, or you add a little force to it, you're just inducing a little bit of motion back into that joint. And that therefore helps relax the tissues, the muscles, so that you can get that millimeter or two of movement as you're walking or sitting or stretching. I am blown away all the time when people are like, oh yeah, just can you put my rib back in place? Like, that's not what we're doing. You can't move bone. That's called surgery. And then from there, some of the other cool things, acupuncture and dry needling. How I usually describe it to clients is, dry needling is very musculoskeletal, muscle nerve focused and injury focused or performance based. We are just very, looking at the body, looking at all those elements and going after that. Acupuncture, you are coming from hundreds and thousands of years of Eastern medicine, and they have come up with the meridians and looking at how your body's moving, looking at your tongue, looking at your pulses, and kind of putting those pieces together through meridians. And people are like, what is that? They call it chi, but essentially blood flow, lymph flow, kind of your magic flowing through your body. And there is crossover. So some of the main points in Chinese medicine also are some of the big points in dry needling. So that there is correlation of in molding of all of it, just like all of these techniques. DNS, dynamic neuromuscular stabilization. Peter Attia references it in his book. Dr. Pavel Kolosh in Prague, he's a neurologist. Him and some other amazing professionals, professors, doctors, came up with this concept of dynamic neuromuscular stabilization. Our brains are born with this natural wiring, natural programming of sitting up, crawling, spinning, walking. All these things are hardwired within us, and different points, you're supposed to be able to do this. If you don't see this happen, what is going on neurologically that is not, syncing up right, kind of like your phone. And we can restart your phone, restart your body somewhat, and go back and help the brain recognize, oh, this is how you do this. This is how you activate it. So through an injury or through compensation of all of us sitting all day, not moving, not getting outside, our brains compensate. And we can go back through different movements and patterns and be like, oh, wait, this is how we connect. This is how we need to relax this. You're compensating with a scalene. You shouldn't be using your scalene to breathe. We need to be using your diaphragm and kind of reprogram, reboot the system, if you will. It's pretty magical. And then from a performance level, so when I have, the CEOs, the athletes, everything, they're not necessarily hurt. They just want to be better. And we all should want that. Like preventative medicine, get us better. It shouldn't only be when you're hurt. We can look
Absolutely.
at what your body's naturally showing us that it's already compensating in, and we can be like, oh, well, we can just tweak this and make it better, which is so fun. What else? McKenzie therapy, that's based of movements and working with the nerves and, the fascia and the muscles all together and combining movement to help blood flow to the area to help decrease inflammation. What else? There's nerve flossing and neurodynamics.
What's that, nerve
It's
flossing? It's
so
dental
nerves.
floss for nerves.
Yeah,
I love
essentially,
it. Yeah.
it's think of your nerves as spaghetti and your
Right.
muscles as steak, and we need to have that spaghetti easily flow through the steak. And
Oh, I
sometimes
love that.
the steak is too well done and cooked and
Right.
spasmed, and then the spaghetti gets stuck. Sometimes the spaghetti's so swollen or so dried out that it can't move. So it's providing, once again, figuring out, is it a fascial component? Is it the muscle component? Are these movements, or do we need, needling or, go through and do all of that? So all of it together is once again where you're going to get your magic of what is your body telling us? What's the story? And that's what I love about my work is it's so fulfilling because everyone you've alluded to it earlier is so different. We could all have low back pain and five different reasons as to what.
Right. It's fascinating. It's, have you ever, there's a new book out called The Biology of Trauma by Dr. Amy, and she goes through like developmental stages of crawl. You just made me think about it with crawling and, the military crawl before they crawl, and then the crawling, and then the toddler. And that we, if we have trauma, things get stuck and we go back to doing movements related to that. And I also just listened to an expert talk about the, how we talk about metabolomics and the microbiome and all these omics, proteome. He's calling it connectomics, which is the connection of the brain nerves, but it's the nerves that fire together, wire together, right? And so I love the way you're talking about when a part of you isn't moving correctly, like then there's another, if something's moving one way, then there's the compensatory the other way. And even when you're well, you might be off, because like me, you wore your backpack on your shoulder for a long time as a teenager because I thought it wasn't cool to actually be balanced.
Yeah, and I think like the future of medicine, I know you're doing it too, is putting together that emotional or stress component along with the biomechanics functionally and even at a biochemical level cellularly. And it's just, okay, you need to address all those things. And I tell people all the time, because I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you're a high performer. That's what you and I treat all day, high performers. And stress gets such a negative connotation that it's something bad. But there's good stress, like when good things happen, like we have all the, I have a,
Cold
run,
plunge.
yeah, like all of those things are still good, but your body still reacts the same way, even when it's like you're so excited, you won the award, you got the job, you're going to see your kid's game, you got pregnant, like it's all still good, but your body still has a reaction to it. And as high performers, we need to balance it all together.
I love that. I love that. And I love, I think I was playing with this morning, kind of the mind versus the body, right? And the mind is like a dictator. And the body, when you think about, like, if you're living under a dictator, you either are a slave and you get sick because you're a slave, or you rebel because there's a dictator and you took away my freedom. And either way, the body is rebelling. It might be working with the brain to make you sick, or it's rebelling from the brain to make you sick.
Oh, for
And so
sure.
giving attention to the body is so important. And yeah, those high performers, we live in the scientific age, the logic age, we live in our head, and the body is just an appendage. And
Yeah.
like, no.
Nope. And your issues are in your tissues, whether you know it
Oh,
or
I love
not.
that. The issues in the tissues. Oh,
And
that's perfect.
you may say, I feel fine. And then why are you able to find this? And then we try to connect it back. And it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. And I mean, we're so go to the next thing. And whether it's trauma or whether it's the good stress and stuff, it's still stored within you some way, somehow.
I love that. So, someone comes to your office for a wellness visit, right? Where do you start?
Yeah. So we call it performance care because we're like trying to, really get you performing at your best, feeling your best. You only have one body, and everyone's investing in their cars and high
Yeah, I
test
love
gas.
that, right?
Like, why are we not investing in ourselves the exact same way with the
Yeah, I
only
only want
thing
to
you
pay a
have?
$10 copay.
Yeah, come on. It's just like ludicrous. We have some of that stuff all backwards. So first visit. We sit down, you fill out your paperwork, the doctors, we all review it beforehand. It's not like we're rushing in, like, oh my gosh, we haven't even looked at it. We have no idea what's going on. But you tell us your story. Why are you here? What do you want? And then we go through and ask clarifying questions, maybe, and it might seem like an off random thing of more into that, like, oh, why do I want to ask this? There's something that you said. And really just getting to the core of who you are and, what your story is. And then from there we do neurological functional movement testing and putting you through these different audits that we can go back for on a clinical side to retest to make sure we're on the path that direction. And within the first visit, you're with us for an hour. And if you come do the intensive, it's way longer than that. Which the tense intensive is where people fly in and it's a 4-day experience. We have a
We're
partnership with
going
the
to talk
four.
about that in the next
Yeah.
break. We're
Great.
almost at a break, so I'm going to have you design
Yep.
absolutely dive into the
Let's
intensive.
go.
Let's take our
Till
break and then
then.
we'll talk about the intensive because that's so cool. So
Yeah.
we're going to take our second break. And then we're going to chat. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we are going to be right back to dive deep with Dr. Audra to really understand what she does for you and what she does for her clients. And you can be one of those clients.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you're liking this podcast, please do me a favor, share it with your friends. Also, subscribe on all the different platforms. And celebrate us so we can get this information out to more and more people. Don't hold it to yourself. Sharing is caring. Today I have with me Dr. Audra Lance. You can find her on Instagram or Lumara, like lighting up your life, L-U-M-A-R-A, concierge. And she's going to tell us all about how she treats you in her, you know, your initial visit, where you are not a number, you are welcomed in as your whole human, and then her 4-day intensive. I want to hear all about it. I want to go. I'm all about to sign up. So I want to hear what a 4-day intensive is like, what a regular appointment's like. And then probably in our last segment, we'll hear like what your clients say, because I'm sure it's lovely, because we do have this one body and everything's connected. And my friends, even if you're fixing, quote unquote, fixing, maneuvering, doing something to your body, it's going to change your organs on the inside, your emotions, and your thoughts about yourself. And you deserve a healthy body and to move in this body without pain. And so you really do deserve to give yourself the gift that you would give your car, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't put yucky gas in a car. You don't not get a car, give a car a tune-up, right? Because then they don't last, and your body needs to last your whole lifetime. So yeah. Tell us more about a regular visit and then your 4-day intensive. Let's dive deep.
Yeah, I love that. And I think you said it there, of the power of touch is so great that we can't even put it into words. And that's why, sure, you know, people are all worried about AI. And I'm like, I'm not threatened by it, because people, they can read everything and it's not always right, you know, all these things. But the power of human touch on our bodies and nervous systems is incredible. First diving in, like you said, to the initial visit, we first sit with you, listen to your story. We're prepared with from your paperwork right when we walk in the door. It's not our first time reviewing or even having an inkling of what you're here for, but we like to hear it in your own words. Because a lot of times that's what, you know, you're emphasizing is the most important. And we want to hear that and not just decide for yourself. Like, this is it. We're part of your team. We're not just dictating everything. And then from there.
Love that. I want to point that out. That was such a huge piece. Your healer is part of your team. They're not your dictator. Okay, let's go. Keep going.
Yeah. And so then we go through a functional neurological movement exam, and we find audits of what we can touch base with to see how, you know, go back and make sure treatment's working from the clinical side. And then we dive right into treatment of trying to figure out what your body wants, essentially, where it's going to respond best to. We talked about this earlier, but if you have plantar fasciitis or foot pain, you know, it's way overdiagnosed as plantar fasciitis in my mind, there could be over 5 to 10 different reasons as to why you're feeling that pain. So we really need to get to the root cause and the source. Another thing is where you feel the pain may not be where the injury or the inflammation actually sits.
Absolutely. You know, my knee pain was a stress fracture in my hip.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And too much in medicine, you know, in these 5 minute visits, whatever it may be, they're just like, oh, x-ray your elbow. Don't see anything. Okay, you're good. Well, what about your shoulder? What about your neck? What about your hand? What about your pelvic floor? What about your diaphragm? We have to be looking at the whole body and the whole picture all the way up and down the chain. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Put it all together. Do the little dance.
Yep.
And then, of course, we're looking at that if you're injured. If you're if you're just like, listen, I want to be a Corvette or a Mercedes or whatever it is, mm-hmm. we're still looking for these compensation patterns and finding where the leaks are in the system that we can correct and plug now and even, you know, make you feel better than before you get injured or perform better. You know, some people are like, I can focus better. Obviously, when you feel good, when everything's firing how it should, you're gonna perform and have less brain fog and have more mental clarity and emotional clarity, be able to be more present, all those things. So we do treatment and then we discuss the treatment plan of what's ideal and then like what works for you. We're gonna give you the best where you're gonna feel the best, the fastest. But once again, we are on your team. So like, let's have a conversation. If you're coming to the intensive, which has been something that naturally was placed on my plate of what people were asking for, of wanting to fly in, you know, from all over the world, it was just like, okay, in Eastern medicine, they treat people multiple times, like every day for multiple days, whether they're sick with a cold or whether it's an injury, whether they're, you know, fertility, postpartum, any of that. And I was like, how do we bring this to our everyday? So also, let's be efficient. I like to be efficient. I always call it double tasking, even though I know it's multiple tasking. But how do we get more things, more bang for our buck in our time, most importantly?
Yeah.
And we need to relax. We're so overstimulated with our phones, with the computer, everything, all day, every day. I'm like, let's make this a luxury experience of where people are like, oh my gosh, not only does my body feel better, but I mentally feel better. I'm calm. I'm relaxed. I got in that state. And I'm just ready to freaking go. So you fly in or you drive. A black car driver picks you up and takes you to the Four Seasons. And then day one, morning one, I come to your room and we just have an intensive day. An intensive, one of the reflections I had, they're like, I thought this was going to be like super painful. I didn't realize I'd be so relaxed too. And that's like combining all the things into one. And then that afternoon, we have you booked for a spa service. It depends what you're coming from, what we feel like will help. But just to really engage and just exhale and like let your body be open to receive all this goodness. Then the next day, you go to the clinic and you're paired with one of the associate doctors who best fits your case. You have treatment with them. And in the afternoon, we do lymphatic massage. So we really just, you know, traveling, stress, all of that, we are not paying enough attention to the lymph system. So we mm-hmm. just really want to address that. And it's also another calming relaxation. Following day, come to clinic, same thing. And then we're looking at your blood panels and everything at a cellular level. Is there anything we can tweak there? Is there anything that is going to hinder our progress going forward? Following day, last appointment with your doctor, you're going to get your game plan, we call it, of what are the most important things. It's not going to be sheets and sheets of exercises. What, based on your exam and audits and how this week has progressed, is the most important things for you to do? And within that, then you have two virtual follow-ups with your doctor within 30 days so that we can alter it, so that we can, you know, elevate it and excel it depending on when you get back into your routine. How can we tweak and adjust so that it best fits your life? And then the same car driver takes you back to the airport or wherever you need to go and you fly home. So it's 4 days of relaxation, you know, elevation, performance. I mean, it's pretty magical.
Yeah. So I have a question. This is so funny, but I like, so do people do it by themselves or do they sometimes come as a group?
Mm-hmm. Both. Okay. And like we do discounts for the more people, because why not? And, you know, this is time, like, we had two best friends come, and our coordinator, she also coordinated dinner reservations for them, gave them ideas for coffee shops. So it was like a best friend trip, but then they were able to work on their bodies. We've had partners come together. And then sometimes, like our most recent one, it was a mom who was just like, I want to be alone. I don't want to talk to anyone. Will you make me a nice dinner reservation so that I can just, you know, soak up the silence? And she said that she got like all these answers for her business during this time. Cause she goes, I think my body started feeling good. I wasn't so overstimulated. You know, I'm helping myself. And it's just like, oh, here are all your answers. Here are all your next steps. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's funny because I do, I've done it now three times where it's an intensive retreat where we actually go and empty out the thoughts in our brain. Yeah. And there's no electronics, no clocks, no journaling. And it's like such a deep reset, but it's not by like, I'm like, I need to walk. I need to move. And so sounds like an amazing reset. Sounds like something I'm laughing, but not laughing, of taking my three boys to.
Yeah, and that would be awesome. Know,
maybe I'll go by myself and then I'll send them.
Send them. I love it.
But like, yeah, a real reset. And the body is so critical. The body carries us everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we abuse it.
Oh, we abuse it so much. And it puts you so much farther ahead if it is an injury or performance. Like, you're focusing on yourself for 4 days. You're 4 to 6 months ahead of the timeline if you would just do it regularly, you know?
Oh,
which
interesting.
Which is pretty powerful.
So the healing you feel is much more rapid because of the way the nervous system is relaxed while you're doing the healing, and you're doing it repetitively over time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the intentionality of it, like with anything, the more intentional you are in the moment, in that space, the better results you're going to get.
Yeah. So I have a question for you, because I bet you deal with this. How do you approach mindset as it relates to healing? Because it is such an important part of healing.
Huge.
Yeah. And, you know, most of us focus where we don't want to go, not where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And which perpetuates problems, right?
Oh,
so I'm curious,
for sure does.
How do you approach that in your, you know, when you're sitting with clients?
Mm-hmm. First, I try to meet them where they're at. Where is your headspace particularly? And then like, tell me, how do you want to feel? What do you want to be doing? What aren't you doing right now that you want to? And then we make those the focal points. And, you know, visualization, all of those things, write down how you're going to feel. Another technique that I like to use of just, how are you feeling now? What do you not? And then burn it. And then write down and focus on how you want to feel. Another powerful tool I love to use is like, walking is one of the best things we can do. But on that walk, I don't want you to ruminate in all the bad things. Be grateful. And then from there, envision yourself, like your best self. How are you feeling? What are you doing? What's your normal day look like? And just, our brains are so powerful. They will make or break your treatment. You could spend $100,000, and if you don't change your mindset, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah. Mindset is so critical. And creating something from nothing, whether it's creating a baby, creating a repaired body, creating a business, creating wealth, creating health, creating relationships, the dream has to come first, and then focusing on the dream. And I was not taught that, you know, it's the more I read into it, the more I now understand we need a GPS, right? If you get in your car and you don't tell it where to go, you're going to go in circles, you know, right? And so beautiful that you combine the healing of the body with, how do you want to feel? Where do you want to feel? What do you need to do? Because you're right. If you have an athlete, it's going to be different than a 70-year-old woman who just wants to be able to go to get groceries and come home by herself or travel by herself. We're going to take our last break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I'm your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back. We're going to ask our last questions from Dr. Audra Lance, healer extraordinaire. Really, I'm so love the way you're healing people, because I think this is the way we were meant to heal, is in connection with ourselves and our healers. So my friends, come right back. We're not done yet. We're going to take our last break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. You are listening to Your Healing I can't speak this morning. We are on Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I want to invite all who want to show up Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Birthing Fertility Goddesses, because let me tell you, my friends, if you are out there and you want a baby, you were put on this planet to make one, to create one. And I don't want you living in fear that you can't. I want you to know that you're a goddess and you can. So come join me at my fertility class. If you go to drtinaplays.com, I think you can find the link. Also on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, the links are out there. Today I have with me Dr. Audra Lance. Again, you can find her at Lumara Concierge or Dr. Audra Lance on Instagram. And in our last few minutes that we have together, Audra, I want you to sing your praises in a sense, but really through the stories. What I'd love to hear, of course, no names, but you've been in business for quite a while. Tell us some of your favorite before and after stories so people really know this is real, right? This is real. This person came with X and they left with Y. I'm sure you get testimonials and notes, and just give us some of your favorites.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm so grateful to be in a profession, same as you, of where like it is so fulfilling, like at a soul level of you're truly changing people's lives. And I think I'm so grateful to have a career where that's my every day. It's just, I do not take that for granted. And I just love that. So, oh my gosh. There are just so many of wow. And sometimes I'm like, oh, this went a little faster, or I didn't expect to, you know, this to happen right this quickly. And I'm sure you've run into that too. I think one of the things that I love that you emphasize, which actually creates faster healing or faster results, is like having fun. Yeah. Everyone's so serious all the time and just like check, 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 check. And it's like, let's just like get loose, have fun. We play it. Like my theme song is Hurt So Good. Like we play that on the radio. People laugh. Like, that is not emphasized enough in medicine and healing. And I love that you're doing that. So that being said, I mean, anything from someone, you know, that was leaking and, you know, had three kids, they didn't want to get surgery. So we were able to, you know, let them jump on the trampoline with their kids again. They were able to work out and have, you know, without low back pain and without leaking into their, and having to wear black leggings all the time. I had one high performer who just came in first visit, just cried the whole time. I mean, and it was a release of what they needed. And
from cragasms. Called a cragasm. It's an orgasm of crying. Oh, it's beautiful. Cragasm, laughgasms. Yeah.
I love that. I've never heard that term.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's an energetic orgasm.
they were riddled with, chronic migraines every day and had been all over and, even like hospitalized for it and stuff. And we were able to combine all of these amazing techniques from around the world and really get to the root cause. I mean, they're living their life without a migraine now.
Oh,
And
beautiful.
so powerful. And then we have, the professional athletes of calling me. I looked at one and I was like, "You have flippers for feet. What is going on?"
What does
Like
that mean?
they couldn't activate their feet at all. And I was just
Oh,
like, "You're an
interesting.
amazing professional athlete, but like we could be even better." And then a couple weeks later, they ended up getting hurt. They called me from the locker room and they're like, "Hey, they want to do this." And I'm like, "What? Well, yeah, you have a broken bone." They're like, "You can fix anything." And I was like, "I can't fix a broken bone, but I can make it come back better than you were." And we did.
Oh,
But
that's beautiful.
it takes a team. Yeah, there's just stories like that over and over again, but I think every case has its like joy and light and spark. And there are cases too where it's like, hey, you don't belong in this office. Here's someone I know that we can become a team together. And I think that's important too, for medical professionals to remember of like, hey, you own your space and your thing, but then like, let's all work together. What's best for the client?
It's funny. I have patients, acupuncture is a big deal with fertility, right? And so I'm often sending people to acupuncturists. And then this one woman, she's like, I remember she came back, "Should I do acupuncture again?" And I'm like, "Well, did you do it before?" She's like, "Yeah, it helped every time I got pregnant." I'm like, "Well, then why wouldn't you do it?" She's, "Because I hate needles." And it was so cute. I said, "Well, then why'd you do it?" "Oh, because everyone said I had to." And it was such an interesting, but because she believed that it worked, I'm like, then you got to do it. It's that superstitious, right? So,
The
yeah,
power,
so
once again,
beautiful.
we're going back to the power of the mind. And I think having that reassuring person on your team, like it is so important to, be able to divulge and talk to your doctor. And because if you're holding things for them or you're not being completely honest, like we can read a lot of things, we can feel a lot of things, we can do the clinical thing. But we also can't read your mind all the time. So if you're not making that connection, we can't fully immerse ourselves into your game plan to help you to the best.
That is so true. And there, I added to my practice over time the ACE handout about adverse childhood experiences. And we've learned that the more adverse childhood experiences you have, it correlates one to one with diseases later. And people don't go back that far. And but that's where lots of illness and dis-ease in the body, right? When the body is not in ease, things develop, right? And whether it's they didn't crawl right, or in fifth grade they constricted and they never learned how to breathe again, right? And so interesting stuff. And so be honest with your partner, and if your healing practitioner, if you can't divulge everything, maybe it's not the right practitioner, or you need an adjunctive practitioner. It's very important that you unburden your mind to heal and that you celebrate this body that you were gifted. So, Dr. Audra Lance, I am so excited that we've had you here today. I want people to investigate your clinic, to visit you, and most important, to remember that your muscles, your joints, your tendons work together with your organs and your brain, and to be a whole human, right? Be the whole human. Take the time to celebrate your body and work with your body and get a tune-up. And if it's not with Dr. Audra, let it be with someone else. But don't live in your mind and think that's it. Play with your body, play with your mind, play with this life. That's really why we're all here, right? At the end of the day, write your obituary now, right? Are you living the life you want to live? I heard someone, he had to write obituaries and he was, or do funerals, and he's like, make sure you got stuff, write your
I love that.
live your life like you're writing a book about it, or you're writing your ending,
That's amazing. That's so good. What good advice. Thank you so much for having me. What an honor. That was so fun.
So excited to chat with you and so excited to do your intensive. I'm going to definitely have to do it.
Can't wait. Yay.
I'm going to do it and hopefully take my kids. That will be a really cool bonding experience, I think. I
That'd be
got three
awesome.
athletes.
Oh, perfect. Even better. That'll be
If you
fun.
felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.